2. The Family Feud. The trouble began in Wales. The view expressed in 1256 by Edward's chief steward that everything there was progressing according to plan and that the Welsh were in the palm of his hands was, of course, the view of an insensitive and complacent Englishman. To the Welsh of the Four Cantrefs, it seemed rather that they were under the heel of the oppressor's boot. For the past decade, ever since Henry III had confiscated their homeland, they had been complaining of the unjust behaviour of royal officials. Yet nothing had been done to alleviate their distress. Once the region had been transferred to Edward's control, matters had, if anything, become worse. And it may well be that his visit in the summer of 1256 was the final straw. Until that moment, the Welsh might have hoped, like the Gascons, that a new young lord would bring a turnaround in their desperate circumstances. If so, they must have been sadly disillusioned by the arrogant swagger of Edward and his gang of unruly followers. Expectations had been raised, only to be dashed. The people of the Perfetherlad realised that they would have to look elsewhere in their search for a saviour. The obvious candidate was not far to seek. Across the River Conwy, the people of Gwynedd had acquired a new, dynamic and undisputed leader. Llywelyn ap Gruffydd, grandson of Llywelyn the Great, had also suffered the experience of being brought low by the English. In 1247, following Henry III's military intervention, he had been obliged to share what little remained of his grandfather's power with his older brother, Owain. Since that time, however, he had worked secretly and assiduously to revive the fortunes of his dynasty. Supremacy in Gwynedd itself had been assured in the summer of 1255, when Llywelyn, then in his early 30s, had defeated Owain in battle and had him cast into prison. Yet victory in arms had not solved all his problems. He still had other, younger brothers to provide for, and only a diminished patrimony that he was unwilling to divide. Llywelyn and his family needed more land, just as surely as the men and women of the Four Cantrefs needed better lordship. The result was not hard to foresee. At the start of November 1256, Llywelyn led his army across the Conwy and swept east through the area of English occupation. Within a matter of days, the region was completely in his hands.